VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Benson. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Bonjour, VoiceTubers. That's hello in French, by the way. Welcome to today's Pronunciation Challenge. Have you ever accidentally swallowed your gum? Well, I have several times, and it freaked me out when it first happened to me. My dad has told me not to swallow gum because it will get stuck in my stomach forever when I was little. I nearly went to the hospital so I could ask the doctor to get it out of my stomach. I'm just kidding. But I bet you would feel terrified like I did if this had happened to you. Since you had no idea what would happen if you swallowed a gum by accident. Anyway, can our stomach digest the chewing gum, or will it stay there forever and ever? Well, today's video will tell you the answers. Then let's take a look at today's sentence that I know most of you can relate to. Now, I remember my mom used to say to me, don't swallow your chewing gum because it will get stuck between your ribs and will stay in your stomach for 7 years.
那这个意思就是说，我记得我妈妈总会跟我说，不要吞下口香肠，因为它要卡在你的肋骨间，甚至留在胃里长达7年。
Okay, let's get to the pronunciation tips.
那我们的第一个字就是 swallow. 那 swallow 的话它有两个音节，那么那个 A 的话念 R, 是念 R 的音，所以念 swallow, swallow 就念 swa, 然后 low, swallow. 然后下一个字就是 stomach. 那 stomach 的话，我们那个 CH 不会发 K, 是发 K 的音， sorry, 发 K 不是念 stomach, 是念 stomach, 所以我听一个 K,所以念 stomach, 它也是有两个音节，那就是 stomach.
Okay, let's get to the vocabulary words.
那我们的第一个字就是 swallow. 那 swallow 的话是个动词，意思就是吞下。So swallow means to make food, drinks, etc. go down your throat into your stomach. 那比如说我们可以说 swallow something whole, 就是一次吞下，或者是 swallow the pill, 吞药丸。So, for example, we could say, Sally swallowed her breakfast heartily since she was going to be late for school.
Sally 急忙吞下她的早餐，因为她上学快要迟到了。
Okay, 那下一个字就是 chewing gum. 那 chewing gum 的意思就是口香糖。我们可以直接说 gum 或者是 chew. 那它的动名词就是意思就是咀嚼。要注意这个单词是不可数，所以如果要说一片口香糖，要说 a piece of chewing gum.
So chewing gum is a type of sweet that you chew for a long time but do not swallow. For example, we could say, he likes chewing gum and he always has one after meals.
他很喜欢吃口香糖，总是会在吃饭后吃一颗。
All right, that's the last word we have today. It is stuck.
那 stuck 是个形容词，意思就是卡住的，动不了的。比如说 get stuck in the elevator, 就是被困在电梯中，或者是 get stuck in the traffic jam, 被困在车群中。So stuck means something that is impossible or unable to move from a particular position. So for example, we could say, Sally went to the doctors because she got a fishbone stuck in her throat.
Sally 昨天因为鱼刺卡在喉咙而去看医生。
Okay, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Now you know what would happen if you swallowed the chewing gum, right? Well, gum won't stay in your stomach forever, but it will take time for it to be digested. Don't need to think about going to the ER. But alright, thanks for listening for this episode. If you have any questions, leave comments below and I'll see you next week. Peace.